This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on April 24th on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, and unless sports preempt us, that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip for the world's best customer service. It's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 hours of trivia tonight, and I'm ready for you. I've got my straggler, and with all stragglers, we started that last week. We'll conclude it tonight. If you don't get it, we'll reveal it. I won't put you in hell longer than holding it over once. We also have bumper stumpers every segment, and they have a theme. If you can guess the theme, that's great, but if you just know the artist, that's good enough. And if you don't know my bumpers and you can't guess on my question, well, you can have your own category, and sky is the limit. You got to know something about something. Everybody does. So whatever it is you know about, you pick the category, I'll pick the question, we'll make you a winner. The prizes are not worth the postage it takes to get them to you, and it takes us forever to mail them. So you're doing this for the fun of it. You do eventually get a certificate and something else you don't want, a tabloid or a CD or a DVD or something like that. But you will get something eventually, but don't pant by the mailbox because it won't be anytime soon. All right, so those them there are the rules. You can play as often as you like. When you call, you can have up to 6 guesses per time. When you're working on my question, if you give me a category, now you're not going to get multiple choices, most likely. But we'll see. All right, so you get the deal, and you probably want to know what was last week's straggler. So, this became very popular in the 1960s. I loved it. Then faded into almost obscurity, but now is making a comeback. What is it? 888. 876-5593. That's 8888 Raleigh. Well, I think Bruce in Elwood's been thinking about this all week, so we'll start with Bruce. Welcome back to WGN Radio. How's it going?
5593.
What? Hello? Hello, Bruce.
Oh, hi.
Yes, there you are.
You know what? It's kind of funny. I can't hear your show on my phone tonight.
You can't?
Not until you just came to me now.
Oh. This has got to be all my fault. And the reason I say that is I started to rewire the studio over the weekend and then got, you know, a number of other things happening. And I thought I left everything status quo. And I have a feeling that I didn't return program on hold to its rightful place. So I will I will see if I can do that. But yes.
Okay. Yeah, I was listening on my phone and the radio and the phone was silent till you came to me. But okay.
Man.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just like, oh man, now I got to figure this out. All right. Well, we will in the next break.
Okay. My guess, and I don't know, this is kind of crazy now because you said you liked it. I don't know. Pickleball?
No. Interesting.
Oh.
I don't even know what pickleball is.
Well, it's a game kind of like tennis.
Oh, yeah?
Tennis, but it's kind of like for older people.
Oh.
And it was around in the 60s, and now a lot of older people are starting to play it again.
Really? Never heard of it.
It was named after the guy's dog that invented the game.
Oh, okay. Pickles. All right.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, no, it's not pickleball, but I learn something new every day. Any other guesses?
No, that was it. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. All right. So if you're sitting there on hold, hopefully you're listening to the radio and you're hearing what I have to say. Of course, if you're not, I'm talking to myself. It was bound to happen. So I'm going to see if I can quickly figure out what this is. And then if I can't, I'll try to figure it out during the bottom of the hour news. But this gives me a chance to play our first bumper stumper coming up in moments here on WGN Radio.
Well, I'm begging for love. Ooh.
I looked around and everything near me. All that I need is someone to cheer me. Who can it be? And what can I do? If I must go begging for love, day by day, I hear myself saying that you're the one for which I am praying. Who can it be? And what can I do? If I must go begging for love, on the night that we parted, our love was meant to be, and now I have started to go on
begging for your love.
Oh, day by day, I hear myself saying that you're the one.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. There's our first bumper stumper. I guess I can't ask you what it has in common with every other one since you haven't heard every other one, but you've heard this, and man, I thought this group was just terrific. And they probably had less than a dozen records recorded, even less than that, released, and never charted with any of them. But in the case of this particular record, it was released at least three times, always as a B-side to different records, but I thought it was just terrific. So 1954, the first time, on Rama. Who are they? 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. So if it's Rama, you know George Goldner's involved in here somewhere, and indeed he was. All right, so Brenda is a first-time caller, and she's in Chicago. Brenda, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi.
Thanks for calling.
I have a guess that it's Bell Bottoms.
What a nice guess. It's not right.
Hey, listen, thank you. I just want to thank you. I got my little pocket radio, the CC Crane.
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. Yeah, they're just, I wouldn't promote it if I didn't believe in it. They're just great.
Well, you said John has it.
Yes.
So that sold me, but it's taken me away from TV. If it's a nice day, I sit on my porch for 2 hours or 4 hours just listening to the radio.
Well, great.
So
great.
I thank you. The other thing is, I have been listening to you since the first night you started.
Uh-huh.
I've never known one of your songs, and I'm from the 50s. I was a jitterbugger.
Well,
I only guessed one. It was Aaron Neville.
Oh, yes, and Aaron Neville's a fine guess. Love Aaron Neville. Yeah, well, you know, if you'd been listening to WOPA or Al Benson or things like that, you'd recognize him. But if you were listening to mainstream radio, not a chance.
Well, and the third thing I wanted to tell you about was a book called Windy City Blues.
Yeah.
Did you hear of it?
Yeah.
Oh, you have? It's about the Chesses.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, Renee.
They were my friends.
Renee Rosen wrote that. Really? Oh, that's neat.
I hung around with Elaine and Marshall. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, the Checkers were terrific.
Oh, so, yeah. This was a wonderful book, so I've been saving it. I've been trying to call you for a year, 2 years, but I don't have the courage.
Oh, well, I'm so glad you did, and I hope you will again. And it is a great book. And for people who don't have it, it's available on Amazon. You can get used copies that are paperback for like under $2. So I recommend it highly.
Yes. Okay. And
all right.
Did you play football?
No.
It says so.
It did?
It says you played football for, I think, the Detroit Lions,
No, I never played football for anybody. In fact, I was medically exempt from PE, so no, I guarantee you I didn't do any of that.
Oh, it says you like played with them for 4 years or something.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you read it on the internet, you almost can take it to the bank that it's not true.
It's on your biographical page.
That I played football for them? Well,
yes.
I'll have to have a conversation with somebody about that.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Okay, anyways, I really like your show.
That's
I
just great.
I love your music. It's the best music.
Well,
when I worked at Northwestern Football, that's all they played was GCI.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm going to count on you calling again, so please do.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate
right,
it. Okay, bye. So, yeah, that is a good book, Windy Sea Blues. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888-Raleigh. And hopefully, by the way, I fixed the problem. You should be able to hear me on hold now. And that was entirely my fault, as is everything that technically goes wrong here. And that's right. There's only one person to blame, and you're listening to her. So, all right, our question. This became very popular in the 1960s, then faded into almost obscurity, but is now making a comeback. What is it? All right, Kathy is in Elgin. Kathy, welcome to WGN Radio.
Thank you. Yes, I think the answer could be shoulder pads.
Oh, nice, but not right.
Oh, all right.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Yeah, they made a comeback in the 80s, and I was never a big fan of them. And boy, it was hard to find clothes without them there for about 10 years. All right, so Tom wants his own category. Of course he does. And Tom, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Now, how are you tonight?
All right, so you're hearing me on hold now?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Excellent. All right, so you want music from 1957. And I picked out something that you should know, but I don't know if you will know. Are you ready?
Well, let it rip.
All right, here we go. Somewhere. Come on. It was here.
Well,
No, where did it go? Wait a minute, and I'll find it again. Oh, here it is. My fault again. Here we go.
When the deep purple falls over sleepy garden walls, and the stars begin to flicker in the sky, through the mist of a memory.
Yeah, the closest I can think of is Billy Eckstein.
Well, Billy is a good guess, so go with that. Billy, come on, you can do this. And he was huge, and I'll tell you that his group, probably more than any other group, was responsible for rock and roll being named rock and roll. And a lot of people were in this group. Clyde McFadder was in it, and Jackie Wilson was in it. And but of course, the band leaders who were looking for, that's the Billy in question. Are you giving up?
Well, I'll make another wild guess, the Platters.
No, Billy Ward and the Dominoes.
Yeah, well, guess it again.
Oh, well. Well, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
All right, so yeah, Billy Ward and the Dominoes. And like I say, I don't know if he would know it because he's more of a pop standard guy. But, you know, come on, Deep Purple is certainly a pop standard, and that was a very well-known record for Billy Ward and the Dominoes. All right, so Karen is in Madison. Welcome back to WGN Radio. Karen.
Hi. I want to guess the trivia from last week
okay. That
was held over.
Yes.
Okay. So you know what I'm talking about,
yes,
right?
this became very popular okay. in the 1960s.
Right.
Then it faded into almost obscurity, but now is making a comeback. What is it?
I'm hoping I'm right because I held it all week. How about drugs?
No, you know, oh, they've always drugs. Been popular. Not drugs.
That's not right?
No.
Oh.
No.
Well, okay. I was so sure. I mean, I know people do it all along, but, you know, it made a comeback.
No, it never went away, really. Trust me. Never went away.
I know, but okay, well, right. I'll try and keep thinking.
I'm counting on it, and you call me again soon. Thanks.
Okay,
all right, appreciate it. All right, might be the best answer we've had in trivia in a while. Drugs. No, they're always around. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, Ron is in Aurora. What do you think, Ron?
I think it's 16-inch softball.
It is not. What a nice, interesting guess,
no.
though. No, I'm afraid not. And you sound so assured, too. I like that, but it's not right.
Well, I just read an article that it was coming, making a big comeback.
Well, I don't doubt it. I'm sure that's true of bell bottoms and God knows a bunch of other things, too. But I'm looking for one in particular.
All right. Good night.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, this was just huge there for a moment in the 60s, just huge, and then virtually disappeared. It really did. And now a real comeback. And so worldwide, by the way. What is it? 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. And we've had our first bumper stumper up there. We'll have another one, and maybe that will help you with the theme. I don't know. Maybe it won't. But it'll be fun anyway. And I'm prattling along because I'm looking at the same time for Barry's Beatles trivia question, because Barry is all things Beatles and practically an idiot savant on this. So I'm still checking. So while I'm looking, how's it going, Barry?
Hi, Raleigh. How you doing?
Well,
is the trivia question cassettes?
No, it's not cassettes. They'll never make a comeback. Please tell me that. They can't possibly make a comeback. 1 7/8. No, please, no. And I also never liked them in the car because you lost them. That was one thing about 8-tracks. Lousy as the format was, it was hard to lose. They were big as bricks. But cassettes, man, they disappear. Yeah. They just never show up again. I'm looking for obscure Beatles trivia and trying to come up with something that you will not know. And that's so hard because you know almost everything when it comes to the Beatles. So, by the way, what was it that first caused you to become all things Beatles? I mean, you know, it's one thing to like them. It's another thing to buy some records. But you've actually studied them. What caused you to have this fascination?
I don't know. I think it was Ed Sullivan when they were on Ed Sullivan. And since then.
Well, so was Topo Gigio, but nobody looks at him.
I mean, well, I read all kinds of books on him, so.
Yeah, but I wonder what it was. Any other groups like that that you are enamored with?
In 70s music, you know, I mean, I want you, if you could play Nat King Cole and Dean Martin Open Up the Doghouse for my birthday tomorrow.
Okay. I'm writing this down.
Yeah.
All right. It's your birthday, huh? All right.
Yeah.
All right. All right. All right. Well, I wrote it down. Let's hope that I don't lose it. All right. Well, okay. So I'm looking for something that is also something that we can ask on the radio. I really don't care about George Harrison losing his virginity. So although there's quite the story in any event, hang on and we'll come up with the appropriate question, I promise. Don't go away. All right, so Beatles, politically correct for all ages Beatles question coming up next. Also, don't forget we have our straggler. Became very popular in the 1960s, faded into almost obscurity, or maybe completely in obscurity. I'll leave that to you. But now it's making a comeback. What is it? 888-876-5593. Let's see. Another bumper stumper. Yeah. Oh, a good one coming up on WGN Radio.
Don't lose your head. Don't forget what you said. Keep your mind on me. If they want to take mighty fine. Keep your mind on me. forget what you said. Keep your mind on me. Now, if they want to take you to a show, don't say yes, baby. Please don't go. Keep your mind on me. Keep your mind on me. Don't lose your head. Don't forget what you said. Keep your mind on me.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. It's Monday Night Trivia, by the way, if you're listening on Friday night. Thanks. Appreciate that, but it's a replay. Don't call. However, if it is Monday night, in fact, Monday night, April 24th in particular, call now. 888-876-5593. We got a straggler. I'll get to it in a moment, but before we get back to that, here's our bumper stumper. Who are they? All right, so I expect some guesses, and even better if you know the theme. We're going to get back to Barry in a moment. I've got his Beatles question. It's harder and harder to try and stump Barry, so we go out there, and we'll see how he does. Something tells me he's going to know. Maybe you won't. We'll find out how. Maybe you will know what our straggler is. This became very popular in the 1960s. All right, so that means, by definition, that it wasn't big in the 50s or the 40s or whatever, and it faded after the 60s, wasn't big again, but now it's making a real comeback after its glorious moment there for a few years. So what is it? 888-876-5593. All right, so back to Barry. All right, Barry. This was hard, but I don't think at all you'll get it, because you always do. All right. The Beatles song, Dr. Robert. Who was Dr. Robert?
He was a...
Just name. I just need his name.
I know. He was a dentist, or he was a doctor that was... I don't know his name.
Oh, wow. Okay, Dr. Robert Freeman. And he was actually in Manhattan, and he was a celebrity doctor. Among his patients was Jackie Kennedy. And supposedly he was giving his patient shots of B12. Well, yeah, that was a minor component. It was the amphetamines that was causing people to come back and back and back. And actually, John Lennon wanted to write a song along those lines, especially after hearing Mother's Little Helper. And he said, I got to do this. And so Dr. Robert Freeman was his inspiration.
Well, you got me.
It's hard to believe. I'm sure I won't next week, and I'm looking forward to talking to you.
All right, looking forward to it.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
All right, yes, Dr. Robert Freeman, Freeman. And he's we can talk about him now. He's been gone a long time. He was born around the turn of the last century and died in the mid-80s. But for a while there, man, every celebrity was going to him for the happy shots. All right, Art is a first-time caller, and he is in Logan Square. So, Art, welcome to WGN Radio.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
And, thanks for broadcasting all your wonderful information out there. So much trivia. It's fantastic.
So, what do you think?
Vinyl records.
What a wonderful guess. It's not right, but it's a wonderful guess.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. But they were big in the 50s, too. And even before that, well, I guess you'd call it shellac before that. But vinyl was big in the 50s.
Okay, at least I tried, and last weekend was record day, so
yes,
it would have been fitting.
It would have. Well, that's a wonderful guess, and I hope you're going to call me again.
Okay, thank you
okay,
so
thanks.
Much.
Appreciate
Keep up
it.
The good work.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right, so of course, by the 60s, how many of those 45s were vinyl? If you were lucky, polystyrene half the time. Don't start me. All right, so 888-876-5593. Kathleen is in Mount Prospect. What do you think, Kathleen?
Sad but true, bell bottoms are coming back.
Oh, they may be, but that's not it.
Okay.
I like it, though. They are coming back, huh?
They are.
Well, I guess everything does, doesn't it? Nothing's new.
Right.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Yeah, so I used to care about clothes. It's been a long, long time, but I really ought to see what is fashionable now, because I don't know. But bell bottoms, yeah. I don't know. All right. So, Brenda in Chicago, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, is it Twiggy?
It is not.
Okay, I have to go back to how I used to dress.
Yeah, right.
Is
no,
it hot pants?
Nope.
Mini skirt?
Nope.
Go-go boots?
Nope, I'll put you out of your misery. It's not clothing.
It's not clothing?
No,
okay.
It is not.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I can't wear it. Well, not easily anyway. 888-876-5593. Rick, a first-time caller in Lake Geneva. Thanks for calling WGN, Rick.
Hey, Raleigh. Thanks. Great to talk to you, honey.
Thank you.
How did you ever end up in Globe, Arizona?
You really want to know? I'll try to give you the very short version. Many years ago, I helped a friend who had lost several licenses to minorities and stuff like that. He wanted to put on a radio station. He called me. He said, I need your help. I said, sure, use my name. I'm a woman. He said, no, I don't need that help. I need you to do the engineering. You need to find me a frequency. It needs to be in a place that's near a major city, but a place that somebody will never file on me if I file for this, so I get this license. So we jokingly called. I was looking for the worst place on earth. Well, about 12 years ago now, I got a phone call from him. He said, remember the worst place on earth? I said, oh, yeah. He said, you're about to own radio stations and a cell tower in it because I'm dying. Get here. So that's how.
That's fabulous. Mm. Hey, you did the Pacific Coast Highway, right?
Many times.
Yeah, so anyway, I lived in Tucson from 1975 to 1981. It was only 300,000 people. But anyway, I listen to you whenever I can, and my answer for the 1960s thing was like Harley Davidson motorcycles.
I like it. It's not right, but I like it. But yeah, you were in Tucson during some great years there and some good radio.
Yeah. Yeah, the Arizona Highway Patrol was just switching over to DPS at that time.
Ah. All right.
Yeah, and it was only 335,000 people. Now it's over 1 million people. It's crazy.
Oh, I know. It is crazy. It absolutely is crazy. Yeah, I agree.
But anyway, yeah, so anyway, I was wondering, you remember the record bargain bins at Kresge's and FW Woolworths and Neisser's, Five and Dimes?
Yeah, they were all racks. They were rack jobbers. In other words, the record department would actually be a distributor, an independent company that would own that space. It was considered to be the rack. And yes, they would control that.
Yeah, they were like 10 for a dollar,
yeah.
You know?
Well, certainly of the knockoffs. Like, if you remember, the hit 45s by the original artist would be more like 79 cents. But then they'd have those labels like Promenade and Tops and all that, where, yes, you,
right.
could, you could get this stuff at 10 for a dollar. You wouldn't want them, but you could get them. And they were sing-alongs. And what was interesting about some of those covers is some of those artists who were unknown at the time later had hits under their own names.
Yeah, absolutely. So anyway, I picked up a few. I got Peppermint Twist, Joey D, and the Starlighters.
On Roulette, that was a very big hit.
Yeah, and I got some Everly Brothers.
Yes.
And I got Charlie Brown on Atco.
Right.
And the Coasters.
Yes.
Yeah, and I got a bunch of them. Yeah, yeah. And I still saved them, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Now, unfortunately, they're not worth anything because they were all big hits. But I've got them all, too. Yeah, you betcha.
Yeah. So anyway, it was great to talk to you, honey, and I'll be in touch with you, okay?
I hope so. Call me again soon. Thanks.
Okay, Raleigh.
Appreciate
bye-bye.
It. Okay, bye. So, yeah, the rack jobbers were interesting. And the other thing about rack jobbers is they might not be in the same city where the particular racks are, whether it was, you know, Woolworths or whatever. And so when I was first in the record business, I'd see weird totals for records. Like, I'd see something, nothing was selling hardly anywhere, but they were selling millions of copies out of the Dallas branch. I'm like, what the hell's going on? And come to find out that, well, Western Merchandisers in Amarillo was racking, you know, half of those states at the time. And so the buys were all being placed out of Dallas, even though the records were not necessarily being sold there. In some cases, they were being sold in Montana. But, rack jobbers were interesting. And it was also interesting that the record companies would give the record store owners, the independent dealers and all that, all sorts of breaks that the rack jobbers were not eligible for. And, oh man, that became quite the fight in the 60s when the rack jobbers were kind of passing themselves off as independent places when, in fact, they were being wrapped from somewhere quite away. So I remember those discussions. But I digress. 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh on WGN Radio. And Dawn is in Buffalo Grove. What's happening tonight, Dawn?
Hi, Raleigh. I just want to take a guess at the trivia.
Yeah. I'm waiting.
How about false eyelashes?
Oh, my God. No, not false eyelashes.
How about pixie cuts?
Nope. Nope. It's not fashion related at all.
At all.
At all.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Yeah. And I would say that, I mean, I loved it. Don't get me wrong. I absolutely loved it. But it was probably more male-oriented than female. It was probably younger rather than older. It was not physical in any sense that would matter. But it was a craze for a few years, just an absolute craze. And it's coming back. And I'm glad about it. So 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh, Nancy is in Chicago. What do you think, Nancy?
Well, now that you gave those clues, my answer probably is wrong. I thought hula hoop.
Ah, you're a little early. Latter 50s, you'd be right on time. But nope, not hula hoops.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. All right. Yeah, hula hoops. Oh, my God. And she, well, too much effort for me. We'll talk to a first-time caller here in moments because John is screaming. And we'll talk to Leah and Marcus Hook. And then there's room for you as well. We got another bumper stumper coming up in our theme. We'll see how you do. It should be becoming very clear right now. Of course, if you don't know the artist, it's not going to become clear at all. But if you do, well, you win just for knowing the artist. So it became very popular in the 1960s. We've determined it's not fashion in any sense. So then it faded into almost obscurity, but now is making a real comeback. Worldwide, actually. All right, so 888-876-5593. Bill is a first-time caller. How's it going, Bill?
Going pretty good. How are you doing? You sound like you got a great show going tonight.
Well, thank you. Glad that you joined us. You made it better already. So what do you think?
Well, I have a couple of guesses. The first guess is Tang.
Oh, my God.
The orange juice mix that the astronauts drank.
Yes, I remember Tang well. Next, you're going to tell me Metrical. No, it's not Tang.
Okay, well, then the other thought I had was Spoolies.
Spoolies. Interesting.
Do you remember Spoolies?
Yes, but it's not. But no, that probably closer than some guesses.
Oh, well. Well, I tried. I appreciate you taking my call.
I hope you'll call again. Thanks.
Yep, I will. Thank
you
much.
All right, so 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. Yeah, spoolies, and it was a way to create pin curls, and there were these little, like, rubber things, and I never did try to create pin curls, but I did like playing with the rubber things. It was a great thing to do with your hands. But they were all the rage, and everybody knew about them. I don't know anybody who ever successfully used them. So yeah, I'm sure today there are probably some heatless silicone or something. I don't know. But back then, I think they were just rubber. 888-876-5593. We'll talk to Leah. We'll talk to Sam. And hopefully, we'll talk to you coming up on WGN Radio.
If you didn't mean it, why didn't you tell me? And thought you were dead. If you didn't mean it, why didn't you stop me?
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. So, there's our bumper stumper. Yeah, one of the best bass leads out there. 888-876-5593. What's he got in common with everybody else who are playing tonight? And, of course, if you just know who the group is, good enough. So, now, this became very popular in the 1960s. Then it faded into almost obscurity, but now is making a comeback. What is it? All right, so Ken in Prospect Heights. Ken, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, good evening, Raleigh. I've got a couple of guesses. And then I also have a question as well. I'm thinking lava lamps.
Not lava lamps, thank God.
I was thinking also Ken and Barbie dolls.
Oh, I think they've always been big, so no.
That's the only two I've got.
Well, they're very nice. They're very nice. I'm sure the German who invented the Barbie doll is still seething about it. I don't know if he ever got any money, but it was originally a pornographic thing, and then, of course, Mattel had other ideas.
Well, my name is Ken, and my parents were wicked. I have a sister named Barbie.
You do not. So, no. No.
No. I do.
Are you people born after 1959?
I'm 59. My sister is in the mid-60s.
Well, yes. So these dolls existed when you were born. Your parents have no excuse.
I had a question about a record label.
Which one?
I watched a documentary about Tommy James and the Shondells.
Oh, roulette. Well, Morris Levy was all that and more. But as I've mentioned many times, Tommy James didn't even understand what happened to him in Pittsburgh.
Right.
So,
right. No, it was a good documentary. I just really wanted to confirm it if roulette was really a mob entity.
Moish had a dotted line to the mob, let's say that. And, like Pistol and all, you'll see. But I would not say that roulette was a mob-owned label. No, Moish had connections, let's say that. But as I told the story many times, the real story was the Pittsburgh story. One of the local distributors, and we'll not mention which name and we won't mention anybody involved, had a deal going on where they were paying a night jock. And what they were doing is they were finding records that had been released like a couple of years earlier and died. And then they were bootlegging them and paying the night guy to play them. And then they'd sell them locally in Pittsburgh. And usually no one found out. Occasionally somebody did. I had a friend who went up to work there as a disc jockey, and he saw that Sir Raggedy Flag from Atlanta was going to be appearing, and he worked with Flag and knew him and showed up at the club, and it wasn't Flag. And of course, you know, they basically invited him to leave or die, and that was the end of that. But that's when he first saw there's more to this story. Well, the Tommy James story, they love to say how it just suddenly became a hit in Pittsburgh. And the part I didn't understand was why the hell didn't they just threaten them to go home? But instead of that, they said, well, you know, we're going to put you on tour. And of course, when it came to putting him on a record label, no kidding, it was going to be roulette because of the connection. So that was the beginning of the story that probably is not in that book.
And that's how I think his song Hanky Panky got.
Well, right.
In Pittsburgh.
Right. It was booted in Pittsburgh. They never expected him to show up.
Funny how things work out, right?
Yeah, because it was 3 years. Yeah, it was 3 years later.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
Good night.
Okay, bye. Yeah, so, you know, the Shondells, they were long gone. They got out of high school. They got jobs. But here's Tommy James. They said, you know, well, you're going to be on tour. He said, I don't have a band, you know. And said, well, fine. And I think I found a band at one of the airport lounges. But in any event, that's the mystery that I never did solve, is why they didn't just threaten him to go away. But that's another story. All right, so enough people dead in the story that I can share some of those details, but I still will not share names in terms of the Pittsburgh denizens. But it was a big deal in Pittsburgh. They did it with a lot of records. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, and let's see. I'm looking here. What do we have? We've got full. Oh, Marianne knows a bumper, so we're going to check out that. All right, Marianne, so what did you hear you know?
Hey, Raleigh, how's it going this evening?
All right, how about yourself?
Okay. Was that If You Didn't Mean It by the Ravens?
Of course it was. 1949 on National.
Okay. And could I make a guess on the trivia?
Absolutely.
Okay. I know you said it didn't have to do with fashion, but it had to do with men. Is it possibly like sideburns?
No. No, it's nothing like that. Nothing visual. And
okay.
Males more likely than females, but I don't want that to skew you.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Okay,
appreciate
then
it.
Should I hold on?
Well, you got it right, so hang on, I'll have John confirm that address. Don't go away.
Okay, thanks.
All right, and that's where we will pick it up next hour with Stacy, Sam, Leah, Stephanie, Johnny D, and one line available for you coming up right here, Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
want to know. And then just only, only make me tell you I'm in love with you.
Hold me tight, never let me go.
Thrill me, walk me down the lane where shadows will be hiding lovers just the same as we'll be when you make me tell you I love you.
I love you.
Yes, they keep telling me be sensible with your new love. Well, this won't be the last you'll find. But they never stood in the dark with you, love. When you take me in your arms and drive me slowly out of my mind, oh, kiss me, kiss me. And when you do, I know that you will.
WGN Radio, I'm Robbie James. 1953 on Jubilee. Who are they and what do they have in common with everything else you've been playing tonight? All right, so, man, I wish Scotty were listening. I haven't heard from him now, and, wow, it's starting to go on months, and we're all very worried about Scotty. But I know if he were listening tonight, he'd know every one of these. So, Scotty, wherever you are, I hope you're doing well, and we're going to be finding out. Yeah, I have found somebody who has offered to go in person and figure out where is Scotty. And hopefully he is doing well and just for whatever reason cannot call, because our thoughts and prayers are with him, that's for sure. So, Monday Night Trivia, if it's Friday night, don't call. Sit back, enjoy the show, listen. If it's Monday night, well, when somebody hangs up, that means there's a line available for you. Yes, it's like that right now. All lines are full. But they won't be in moments. 888-876-5593. So you don't know my bumper stumpers? Well, maybe you've got a guess on my question. This became very popular in the 1960s, then faded into almost obscurity, but is now making a comeback. What is it? All right. And if you don't know that either, you can have your own category. We prove it every week, no matter what it is. Charts. In fact, charts. Speaking of charts, Marty is a first-time caller in St. Charles, Illinois. So, Marty, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hello there, Raleigh. How are you?
All right. Thanks for calling. So you want to do charts, huh?
Yes, I want to do charts tonight.
All right. And you've picked 1979, so give me your week and month.
Oh, why don't we do something April-ish, you know.
All right. April of 1979. All right. Where were you in April of 1979?
I was probably about 6 or 7 years old at the time. That's my age.
All right. Well, you picked it.
I can recall sitting in automobiles and hearing songs on the radio and knowing exactly where I was and what was playing on a specific station where I was at the time. It's crazy.
Now, were you in the Chicago area?
Yes. All right. I would remember to listen to WLS.
Absolutely. You sure did. All right. So, let's see. Number one. And that would be the week of April 21st, 1979. Number one, Knock on Wood.
Oh, geez. Amy something. Right?
Yes, that's good.
That
you can do this. Amy is right. You can do it. It was on Areola.
What was her name? Crud. Shoot.
Well, we'll give you half right for that. It was Amy Stewart. Okay, number two.
That's it.
I Will Survive.
Gloria Gaynor.
Yes, Gloria Gaynor it is. Number three, Heart of Glass.
Blondie.
Yeah. Number four, Music Box Dancer.
Ooh. Oh, geez.
Maybe you need to hear it. Let me find it. It was a smarmy little adult contemporary record. But
I seem to remember it.
Yes, unfortunately, so do I. I was programming back then, so I'm afraid I actually played this tripe. But let's see if I can't find it here. And if I can't, it's probably for the best, but I'm pretty sure I can. And yes, here it is. All right, so yes, Music Box Dancer. Here it is in its loveliness or lack of same.
Jeez. That does ring a bell. I just can't fathom the that one.
Yeah, well, it is an instrumental, so words aren't going to help you, but it was Frank Mills on Polydor.
Okay.
All right. Number five, I know you know. Number five is What a Fool Believes.
That would be the Doobie Brothers.
Yes, it would. Number six, Reunited.
Peaches and Herb.
Yes. Number seven, Stumbling In.
Ooh. Ooh.
You should know this, too. It was a duo, and the female of the duo was on Happy Days.
Jeez.
All right. Well, let's.
The female probably would be what, Erin Moran?
No. She was just somebody who showed up occasionally on Happy Days. I think she played a character called like Leather Tuscadero or something. I don't know.
But, okay. But
it's a duo. I'll let you hear some of it. Maybe it'll sound familiar.
Our love is a lie.
Yes, it does.
And so we begin. Foolishly lighting our hearts on the table, stumbling in.
Well, she was Suzy Quatro and he was Chris Norman.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right, so that we still have more to go. Number eight was Tragedy.
That would be the Bee Gees.
I'm afraid it would. Number nine, I Want Your Love. This is going to be kind of a disco record.
Oh, geez.
Let's see if I can find that one for you. Maybe it'll ring a bell. Let's see. Oh, come on. Yeah.
I picked the wrong year.
Yeah, maybe one when you were just a little older. But all right. Well, here it is.
Stuff that I like more than others. Cause
well, sure.
I listen to people that do stuff from like the early 70s, and half the stuff I know what it is.
Well, this was the I Want Your Love. Nile Rodgers was in it. And I often heard people mispronounce the group name to where it really got funny.
Okay.
Well, the group was called
She. I think I've got myself on that one. I don't know.
All right, it was on Atlantic. The group was called Chic. Although I heard more than one disc jockey call it Chic.
Not the big hit. Man, okay.
Well, number nine, you know. And number ten, you'll get this one, I know. Sultans of Swing.
That would be Dire Straits.
Absolutely. So, let's see. We'll give you half for Amy Stewart. You got half of that. You lost on Music Box Dancer. You lost on Stumbling In. You lost on Chic. But that's still a 65. Yeah. I'll consider that a win.
Thank you.
All right, hang on. Now, like I say, the prize isn't worth the postage, but eventually you'll get something, so don't go away.
Thank you.
All right, good deal. Yeah, 65. That's pretty good. All right, for being six or seven. And let's see. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888, Raleigh. Alrighty then, Johnny D is in Ohio. What's happening tonight, Johnny D?
Hello, Raleigh. I didn't know Moise Levy was connected. Connected to what? Or who?
Well, yeah, I think you know exactly. So next?
yes, I want to... and one other thing, I thought the Sultan of Swing was Benny Goodman.
Yes, well, in 1979, Dire Straits did Sultans of Swing.
Well, wasn't Benny Goodman the Sultan of Swing?
Well, they had to get it from somewhere.
No, I think he was the King of Swing. Yeah. So I know, my dad used to listen to Benny Goodman, Glenn Miller.
Well, sure, sure. But yeah, Benny. But Benny Goodman. Benny Goodman was the king of. Benny Goodman was the king of swing.
Yeah, the king of swing.
The king of swing, not the sultan. Not sultan, king. I tell you, king.
Okay, I'll go with that.
Yeah.
Now on your '60s question. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you said it was more. Younger people,
mm-hmm.
and then more men than women.
Well, more males than females.
More males than females. So I'm thinking, I don't know, for some reason, excuse me, my older brother, I think he graduated high school in 62.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in 64 or 65, he bought a yellow Bonneville convertible with a black drop top,
Uh-huh.
So I'm thinking it's drop tops.
Nope.
It's not drop tops?
Nope.
Okay.
But that's a nice guess.
Let's do a hominid if I can.
All right. It's a multiple choice by your request. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I won't do anything other than multiple.
Yeah, I can tell.
Except for if I feel lucky. Go ahead. I don't feel lucky.
The possibility that Homo erectus possessed an aesthetic sense and may have created art is suggested by A, the size of their brains with a mean brain size slightly larger than modern human, B, cave paintings and elaborate burials with numerous grave goods at the Trianal site, C, recovery of a shell at the Trianal site with an intentionally engraved series of lines, and D, all of the above.
What was the question, though?
The possibility that Homo erectus possessed an aesthetic sense and may have created art is suggested by...
Okay, I'm going to go with D. All of them.
Nope, it's C. Recovery of a shell at the Trianal site with an intentionally engraved series of lines.
Son of a gun. I didn't think about it. If I'd have thought about it, I probably would have figured it out.
I think that's right.
The other ones had some kind of, like, brain, you know, what aesthetic? That means, like, what?
Yeah, well, it means aesthetic. You don't know the definition.
They know how to think things or something.
No. Concerned with beauty would be aesthetic.
Concerned with beauty.
You know.
And the lions on his shell?
Yeah.
No, that ain't no good.
Yeah,
I'd rather go with the cave painting thing.
Cave painting and elaborate burials with numerous grave goods? No.
All right, you got me. You got me.
Right.
Never mind.
Thanks
okay,
for
thanks.
Trying. All
thanks.
Right, appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right, so 888-876-5593. And usually we don't stump Johnny D when it comes to his hominids. Stephanie and Madison heard a bumper she knows, so Stephanie, what'd you hear?
I heard the Drifters.
I didn't.
Okay, that was the one that was the guy with the deep voice. It was the guy that sounded, you know, the Drifters version of I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas. That deep voice, it sounded just like that, so that's where I got it.
No. It's another deep voice and probably the best-known bass lead ever.
Wow. Well, you got me there, hon. I am thinking on the question, the trivia question. What about drag racing?
No. That's a nice guess, though. I like it.
Good. All right. Me too.
All right.
Hey, you have a good one, and I'll call you back some other time.
I'm counting on it. All right. Thanks.
You bet.
All right. So, 888-876-5593. This became very popular in the 1960s and then faded almost into obscurity, but now is making a real comeback. What is it? Now, firstly, I admit I didn't know it was making a comeback. But then when I saw the information, I looked it up and I said, well, it really is making a comeback. And, you know, how big it would have been in the 60s, I guess, depends on you, you know, if this meant anything to you. Like I say, I was just crazy about it myself. So we've got Adam, who's a first-time caller in Chicago. He's going to take a guess. So, Adam, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, thank you. Trying to answer the straggler question, is the answer marbles?
It is not, but that's a great guess because marbles did become very big in the 60s. You're right, but no.
All right. What about Slinkies?
Nope.
All right. That's all I got.
Thanks for trying. I hope you'll call me again sometime.
All right.
All right. Good deal. So, yeah. Not Slinkies either, and it wasn't something that was like, say, one manufacturer, like a Slinky or a Barbie or anything like that. It was nothing like that. It could easily be multiple origins of this. So let's see what else we're doing here. We've got Leah, we've got Sam, we got Stacy, we got John, and so everybody's accounted for, but there is a line available for you, so now's the time to dial. Go 888-876-5593. Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
Oh, won't you come back, my love? Don't go away. Come back, my love. Come back to stay. I love you so well, I want you to know. I need your love so badly. You said goodbye, I wanted to cry. All because of those silly lies. I love you so well, I want you to know. I need your love so badly. Well, everybody makes baby mistakes in the game of romance. Now I'm asking you, darling, why don't you come back and give me a chance? Come back, my love, don't go away. I need your loving every day. I love you so well, I want you to know. I need your love so badly. Wop doo 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 wang doo 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 wop doo doo wang doo doo wop.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. It's not the original, but it actually is my favorite version of that on Atlantic in 1955. So who are they? And what do they have in common with everybody else we play? So, 888-876-5593. This became very popular in the 1960s. Oh, it was a rage there for a moment, then it faded into almost obscurity, but now is making a real comeback. What is it? And if you don't get it by the end of the night, I reveal it. It's as simple as that. But Joe is a first-time caller. He is in Elmwood Park. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Well, hello. I'm very honored to be on your show.
I'm thrilled you called.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I've been a huge fan for a long time.
Well, so
are you familiar with Nick DiGilio at all by any chance?
Of course, absolutely.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I actually ironically went to high school with him.
Wow. All right. What is Nick doing now? Do we know?
I know he's doing a podcast, but
okay.
He's not on a radio. I was going to ask you, actually.
No, I don't know, but good. All right, so podcast, people
yeah,
can
no,
still hear him online.
Yeah, no, he's a great guy. I mean, again, yeah. He's been a great friend for decades, so.
Well, hopefully
big
that
fan
podcast.
Of him too.
Yeah, hopefully that podcast
anyway,
will bring him tons of listeners.
My guess was going to be Legos, hopefully.
That's a nice guess, but I don't think they ever became obscure. Legos have been around.
Yeah, no, that was the catch because yeah, they're huge now again.
Oh, they are, and in fact, it's interesting because my husband's been recovering from a hemorrhagic stroke, and one of the things they have him doing is building Lego sets. So,
oh my gosh, yeah. I mean, I work with kids now a little bit, and. The things they build with these Legos is insane.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's
a
guy in New York that builds, he's got a whole team of people that they build crazy things with.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it'd be a great job. You'd have to go to Denmark to do it, but it's a great job at designing those those games. But right now, John is building a Batmobile tonight.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's great.
So, yeah, it's always something. But yeah, that'd be a great guess, except they never went out of favor.
Yeah, well, I guess that was the hitch, I suppose, in the guess, I guess.
Yeah,
so,
well, I hope you're going to call me again.
Great
Thank
to
you.
Hear from you.
Likewise, thanks.
Okay,
call again.
Have a good night.
Bye. All right, so let's find out what's going on in the world at large and come back to this in moments here on WGN Radio. Thank you.
of my love. You make me reconsider what a fool I've been, and swear to God I'll stray no more. My other stars above, golden teardrops, you haunt my memories. The reason you came was because of me. You make me sit right down and hang up the scars.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, that's a Chicago original, 1953 on Chance. Who are they? 888-876-5593. And this became very popular in the 1960s, then faded into almost obscurity, but making a comeback right now. What is it? All right. And if you want your own question, well, pick your category. That'll be just fine. Sam is in Gurney. What's happening tonight, Sam?
Hey, Raleigh. How are you tonight?
All right. How's it going?
I'm doing good. I wanted to ask if you, first off, I wanted to see if you could play a request, a White Cliffs of Dover by the Righteous Brothers.
That's an interesting group to do that.
Or are you going to tell me again, this is the worst request I've ever had?
Well, it's not the absolute worst, but no, I mean, I was expecting you to pick another, you know, maybe a doo-wop version of it, but all right. It won't be tonight, obviously, on trivia, but I'll try to get it on this week.
Okay, and I wanted to ask you, I called a couple weeks ago, maybe 2-3 weeks ago, might have been a month ago,
mm-hmm.
With regard to the dismissal of Lou Regani.
Yes.
From WLIP,
yes.
AM 1050.
Yes.
And I just want to let you know that tonight, for some reason, I thought I'd check and see what was going on with that, and I looked up the Nielsen ratings.
Yeah, they have a point. They have a 0.1.
Pardon me?
They have a 0.1 in average quarter-hour share.
Oh, so you see that?
No, I am aware of that, yeah. They were actually the smallest rated station to actually chart with a 0.1.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know,
you're
talking about an AM radio station in Kenosha, so showing it all is a wonder. And when you're talking about numbers that low, you're really talking about numbers that are less than the statistical margin of error.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't mean anything. But occasionally they come out with a 0.1. They do it from time to time. And So that's the deal.
Yeah, I just wanted to point it out to you because I thought it was interesting. And but you know,
yeah,
Lou is always in my thoughts and prayers. And
oh, sure.
And I just love them as a programmer. And sad to see him go. But anyway, I just thought I'd point it out to you and see what you thought on that.
Well, what I think is hopefully he obviously has a niche. And hopefully he will find a way, whether he does it through online streaming or whatever, to super serve a small but loyal audience. It's not mm-hmm. over for Lou unless he decides it's over. There are probably other options.
Yep, I agree with that totally. So thank you, Raleigh.
Right.
Have a good night.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate
Bless
it.
You. Bye.
Yeah, so 888-876-5593. 8888. Raleigh, Mark is a first-time caller. All right. He is in McFarland, Wisconsin. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Raleigh, actually, I'm a first-time listener. I was driving for work, coming back from Janesville, Wisconsin, to McFarland. It's right by Madison.
Yeah.
And I was looking for something else to listen to, and I came across WGN and your show. So,
well, I'm delighted that you called. Thank you for doing that.
Now, my guess is going to be something that I just gave to my two grandsons, and I looked it up on YouTube to show them how to use it,
mm-hmm.
and it seems like it's making a big comeback, and it's a Slinky.
No, it's not Slinkies. It's not any one product like that. It could be manufactured by a lot of different entities.
Okay. I was driving for work.
Yeah.
I couldn't listen to all the other answers and everything, but I thank you for your show.
Oh, yeah, and I hope you're going to call me again, and I hope you'll listen again. Thank you.
Yep, bye-bye.
All right, so, not Slinkies, 888-876-5593, 888-8888 Raleigh. John in Waukegan wants it in on the action. So, John, what do you think?
Hello?
Hello, John.
Yes, I think it's vinyl records.
Nice, but not right.
Okay, well, could you play me a request?
Not tonight, but I can play it tomorrow night. What do you want to hear?
Johnny and Joe.
Oh, okay. Over the Mountain Across the Sea. We played that when you weren't listening last time. You going to listen tomorrow night, you promise?
Yeah, I'm going to listen.
Okay, then I'm going to play it.
All right.
Okay, thanks. Okay. Appreciate it, John.
Thank you.
All right. So, yeah, like I say, we did that last week, but I love Johnny and Joe. Yeah, Johnny was a trip. All right. And Joe was, you know, no slouch himself. So, 888-876-5593. And I believe that takes us to Leah and Marcus Hook. What's happening tonight, Leah?
Hi, Raleigh. How are you?
I'm all right. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I think the answer of the night was drugs.
I love that. Isn't that great? Yeah, except
that was classic.
Yes,
classic.
It never went away, though, see.
It never goes away.
Yeah.
It never goes out of style.
No, it just doesn't.
That was a great answer. Oh, man, I was laughing so hard.
Yeah, I liked it, too.
Oh, that was just classic. That's the best answer I ever heard.
Yeah.
That was great. My answer can't come close. It's baking bread at home, like sourdough bread during COVID. You know, it got real popular, and now it's real popular again.
No, that's a nice guess. It's not right, but I will say that some people are attributing this return to COVID, saying, yeah, it's COVID that caused people to do that, but I can't imagine it myself. But no, it's not baking bread.
It did. It did. A lot of people are baking bread at home, especially sourdough.
Well, sourdough's nice as long as you understand the sourdough starter. You can't possibly use yeast. The minute you use yeast, it's not really sourdough.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
And there's something about, like, it all comes from one main thing or something.
Yeah.
One mother.
Yeah, right, right. You know, to me, it's chemistry. I'm not going to try this. I don't need to see the fire department again. But yes, it is a wonderful substance when someone else is making it.
Right. And I don't think I can make it in my bread machine, can I?
Yes. In most of them,
yeah,
yes.
Can?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. It's not in the booklet. Well,
I don't know.
Online.
I mean, we have a bread machine, but then John forbid me from using it. But anyway, we do have one, and I believe it's a Panasonic. But in any event,
and lava lights have been back for a while.
I'm really
by the
sorry
way.
To hear it. You know, if you're going out and buying black lights at the same time, no, just no. yes, I do know that the Panasonic, the huge bread machine that I'm not allowed to use, does make sourdough bread, supposedly.
It
now,
does.
You won't know it by me, but that's what they crow about, that it does this. But, you know, it's chemistry, for God's sakes.
Is yours vertical or horizontal?
How would I know?
Oh, you're not allowed to even look at it?
Well, no, I mean, I've seen it, but it's, you mean dimensions? Well, it's taller than it's wide. I mean, it is that, but does the bread...
No, I mean the loaf that comes out. Is it,
oh,
does it
oh,
come
who
out
knows? I have
on?
No idea.
Oh, okay.
No loaf has ever come out of this thing.
Oh, you've never used it at all?
No, I just have it. I have many kitchen appliances, many, and I haven't used any, but I am a big owner of kitchen appliances. So, yes.
Okay.
Good
for you.
Yeah, right, right, right. In fact, I mentioned to John the other day, well, at this location, we really should get a crock pot. He said, you have a crock pot. Oh, that's right, I do. I haven't used it either. Well, maybe I'll just lug it here and try it.
They are handy. They do come in handy because you can just sit there all night and then when you're done, have a nice meal, you know?
As long as you still have a kitchen. Now, I will make sure that it's not a pressure cooker because that's out of the question. You know, I'm not
oh, no.
not going that route. So
I have one, but
yeah.
I've never used it.
No, there are things I know and I don't want to hear. They're safer now. No. You know, my dreadful misspent youth, I remember all the times I had to call the fire department, so no. But anyway, I don't know if it's vertical or not, but I'll drag that puppy up the next time I go to Globe to pick up some things and see what it says. But I know sourdough bread is a chemistry lesson.
Okay. Yeah. I might try it. I might attempt it this year.
I don't see why not. I think you'd be the perfect candidate.
Okay. All right.
Keep me posted.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so, yes, I want to hear all about it. And yeah, I try to stay away. And, you know, I have the need to make things because, especially now with John and all that, I want him to eat healthier. And, you know, anything that's prepackaged and all that has preservatives and other crap that, you want to start from scratch. But every time I do, it's like a medical emergency. So not to mention it's time consuming. But nonetheless, I think I'm going to have to try more attempts soon. Yeah, I'll alert the authorities. We got Frank in Kenosha. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh.
What's up?
I think I may have the answer.
Oh, good. What do you think?
I think it's a Ford Mustang.
That's so nice, but it's not right.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for trying. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, they were hot. That 64 and a half Ford Mustang. Yeah, remember, it was like it was yesterday. And what do we have? Stacy is in Algonquin. So, Stacy, how are you tonight? Well, Stacy went to sleep. Probably for the best. I'm sure we'll talk to her later in the week. I hope she's doing well. And let's see what we've got here. This is interesting. I look up on the screen, and occasionally I see things that are very similar. And so both Karen and Cleveland Dennis, I think, are on the same track, and they're going to be right. But let's see what Karen in Hyde Park thinks. What do you think, Karen?
Hello. Yes. It's the flamingos.
It is the flamingos. And what's the theme?
And they're all birds.
We have a winner. Absolutely right. You're 100% right. All right, Karen.
When you played the flamingos, that's what got it. Because you said the Orioles, the Ravens. So I said, well, it got to be birds.
Birds, it absolutely is. So hang on. Let's get that address. Don't expect anything quickly. But ultimately, you get a certificate and something else not worth having. Don't go away and call me again.
I've won before, and I've received a beautiful package with all kind of crazy stuff in it.
Well, there'll be another one when we do another mailing. Hold on. Don't go away. All right, so
okay.
Karen in Hyde Park knows. All right, in Cleveland, Dennis, he wins too because it says bird groups, and I'm sure that's what you mean.
You got it. Thank you, Raleigh. But I want to say that was the wrens that did Begging for Your Love, right?
Yes, the first one was the wrens, and of course the wrens did the original Come Back, My Love, but I didn't play the wrens version.
Right. You know, I have the wrens doing Stormy Weather, and I looked for that for a long, long time. I got it back in the 80s.
Well, it's
I paid $24
hard.
$24 for it.
It's hard because the thing with the wrens is they only recorded about a dozen things, and most of it was not widely released.
Well, I never knew that until you mentioned it earlier. I just thought, okay, they're out there, and I happen to have it, but I knew right away about Golden Teardrops with the flamingos, but I do have a guess for your question tonight. I say Protest.
Oh, no, and Protest, I love it. Not right.
Well, I tried.
You
also,
did. Well, you're a winner.
Yeah, well, I've been a winner with you all along, but I love the one call about Lou Vergani and WLFP because I listen to that station quite often.
Yeah.
And they have a guy on the weekends that does an oldie show that's somehow in the oldie rock and roll or whatever Hall of Fame.
All right.
Terry Havel. But I want to request a song if I could.
Okay.
I Are a Millionaire by Terry Fell.
I don't know.
That's kind of a deep, maybe hillbilly type song, but it's rather unique. And if you can dig it up at some point, that'll be fine. But I'm always listening, and it's a great show tonight because it took me a long time to get in.
Yeah, well, hang on. Don't go away. We'll confirm that address. You knew your bird group. Stay right where you are. All right.
Yes.
So,
get,
yes.
Get, find Scotty for us.
I know. And see, when I played that Flamingos especially, if Scotty were listening, he'd have been on the phone. So I don't know.
That was the key.
Yeah. Well, hang on. Thank you. Go away. All right. So hopefully on some level, Scotty is okay. Because, man, the state of medical care, don't start me. All right, so I pray that he is okay, though. Now, 888-876-5593. So, our Wrens, that was Begging for Love, your first one. We played the Ravens and the Orioles and Come Back My Love. You haven't identified that yet, not the original Wrens. So who was that? The Flamingos, you got that. We got another one coming up. The second one nobody's identified yet. It is a bird, and they're all birds. And so more birds more often right here are coming up. So I let me think about this. I don't know if I have more to say. I know this is terrible. I usually okay. I think I will be able to play our next next group of birds in moments. Then we'll talk to John in Covington, Kentucky, Mark in Aurora, Bob in Willowbrook, Tom in Lowell, Indiana, and Bob in Arlington Heights, all guessing. Or, of course, you can have your own category, too. As Monday Night Trivia continues, if it's Friday night, don't call. Sit back and listen. It's a replay. If it's Monday night, we want to hear from you here on WGN Radio.
It ain't the meat, it's the motion. Makes your daddy wanna rock. It ain't the meat, it's the motion. It's the movement that gives it the sock. Now I had a girl so doggone thin, no meat, no bones, she was just all skin. One thing about her I can understand, she wraps all around me like a rubber band. It ain't the meat, it's the motion. Makes your daddy wanna rock. It ain't the meat, it's the motion. It's the movement that gives it the sock. It ain't the meat, it's the motion. Makes your daddy wanna rock. It ain't the meat, it's the motion. It's the movement that gets the sock. You find some girls who are big and fat. Some fellows don't like to see them like that. But I like to see them big and tall. The bigger they come, the harder they fall. It ain't the meat, it's the motion.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and in 1951 when that came out, that was a B-side, and no, it never got any airplay, but it was a real big record in the Carolinas, that's for sure. Beach music and stuff like that is a flip side. And yes, they're a bird group. They're from Baltimore. And the lead singer, that was Monkey Mac. I always loved him. And he was in the early incarnation of that particular group. And supposedly, King label owner Sid Nathan wrote that, along with Henry Glover, more likely. And that's it. But so who are they? 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. And, of course, our question. We got another hour of this, by the way. And at the end of the next hour, if you don't get it, well, then I'll reveal it and put you out of your misery. And like I said, it became very popular in the 1960s. And maybe not as popular as, you know, I might think, but I loved it. And this was, I don't know what to tell you, other than it's not apparel or anything like that. And faded into almost obscurity, and now it's making a real comeback. And some people say that, yeah, the pandemic kind of fostered that. I don't know if that's true or not. So I'll leave that for you to decide. 888-876-5593. Let's see what we've got. We're going to do charts, by the way, next hour, 1974 with Mark and Aurora. John in Covington wants his 50s TV trivia, and we'll guess that as well as some guesses. Fran and Austin and Tom and Lowell and Bob and Arlington Heights. I think Bob's been hanging on quite a while. So let's find out what Bob has to say for himself. So, Bob, what do you think?
Hey, Raleigh, I got three guesses.
Okay.
Pipe smoking?
Nope.
Mechanical pencils?
Nope.
Fountain pens?
Nope.
That's all I got.
Nice guesses, but not right. If you think of something else, call me back next hour.
Have a good week.
You too. All right, so another hour of Monday Night Trivia. Again, if it's Friday night, sit back, enjoy the show. If it's Monday night, you've got another hour to call me, and I hope you will. You can have your own category, but maybe you'll recognize a bump or another bird group coming up right here on WGN Radio.
While I stroll through the weary streets, walking and wondering, where can she be? No, 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 I know my troubles are not at end. Day by day, I worry so much. Day by day, I didn't realize. I know she's gone, and I know my troubles are not at end.
WGN Radio, I'm Riley James. It's Monday Night Trivia. So what's if it's Friday night? Don't call the show. Sit back and enjoy it. If it's Monday night, well, actually Tuesday morning now, technically, after midnight in Chicago, on now, the 25th of April, we have another hour of trivia. And our straggler continues. It's either a very good question or a terrible one. I don't know. You'll know at the end of the hour because I'll reveal it if you don't get it. This became very popular in the 1960s. Then it faded into almost obscurity, but is making a real comeback now. What is it? All right. So now, our bumpers, we've already ascertained that these are all bird groups. So, yes, we know they're doo-wop. And bird groups indeed. And we've had our wrens and we've had our ravens. And I'm trying to think of what else was actually guessed. Our flamingos. Well, we played an interesting one recently that nobody's gotten yet. And this past one is somewhat recent. It was on Mercury. Yeah, which is a hint right there. 1956, I do believe. All right. So we've got JT, a first time caller in Aurora. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Howdy.
How's it going?
Okay, how about yourself?
Can't complain. I'm delighted you called.
Good, great. The thing that's faded out and come back,
yeah.
I'm thinking maybe pinball machines?
Well, that's a nice guess. It's not.
Okay.
But thanks for trying.
I have some requests, too, if you could.
Okay.
Anytime this week would be great.
Okay, what do you want?
There's two songs from the early 60s. One is called I Really Love You.
Okay.
It's by the Stereos.
Yes. I've got it.
And the other one is I Love You, which is by the Volumes.
It is by the Volumes, absolutely.
And the last one is from the late 50s. I don't know the group, but it's called Chanson d'Amour.
Oh, Art and Dottie Todd.
Okay. There you go. Anyhow, sometime this week would be
okay.
Great.
Okay. We'll do it. Thanks. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, and then, of course, there was I Really Love You, which was a completely different record on Cameo. So, yeah, but the Volumes, fine choice. And the Stereos, yes, indeed. All right. So JT will hear both of them, and so will you if you'll be listening. Now, let's get back to the business at hand and see what Fran in Austin has to say for herself. Hey, how's it going, Fran?
Hey, Raleigh, how you doing?
I can't complain. Who'd listen?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Anyway, I was going to guess on the trivia, but then when I was on hold, you played a bumper I know, so I figured stick to what I know,
mm-hmm.
And that is the Swallows.
Yes, it ain't the meat, it's the motion.
I love that song.
So do I. So do I. And of course, it never got airplay at the time. Nobody was willing to touch that.
Well, I can kind of understand.
Oh, yeah. 1951. And I still say, I don't care what anybody says, that Sid Nathan did not write that.
Oh, I never knew who wrote it or anything. I just know I love the song.
Supposedly Sid Nathan and Henry Glover. And Henry worked for him. And Henry might have written it. I can buy this. But Sid Nathan, owner of King Records? No, I did not. Not in your dreams. But there you have it.
And there's a lovely Maria Muldaur version.
Yeah. We will not be airing that.
But, yeah, I was going to guess macrame or tie-dye, but then I was like, I'll stick with what I know. I have a couple of requests.
All right. Of course you do. What do you want to hear?
I want to hear Hitchhike.
Oh, okay.
And, what is that song? It's Chantel's Look in My Eyes.
Okay. Big hit. Okay.
And I think, hopefully, that will... Maybe bring Scotty out of the woodwork because one of the first ones I heard him request was "Look in My Eyes."
Oh yeah, yeah. He loved all the Richie Barrett stuff. Yeah, I figure if the Flamingos didn't do it tonight, nothing is gonna.
Yeah, I've got a bad feeling about that, but I hope I'm wrong.
I do too.
I hope that we are all.
I mean,
hear from him soon.
Obviously, something's going on, but I hope it's something that's recoverable, and we hear the whole story soon.
Yeah, maybe he's just in the hospital and is not able to call.
Exactly. I hope it is something like that, rather than he's no longer with us, because that'd be a horrible loss. Yeah.
But I was thinking about, because I love the Chantels, and I thought, I remember him requesting that song.
Yeah, so we'll play
I'll
it.
Request that and send it out to Scotty if he's listening somewhere.
All right. Good deal.
All right.
Well, good to talk to you. Thanks, Fran. Okay,
thanks,
so 888-876. And yes, John will add Fran's to Fran's riches there because she knew her Swallows. It ain't the meat, it's the motion. Yeah, with Bunky on lead. All right. Now, let's see. Tom in Lowell, Indiana. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
Hi, Tom.
I just got a few guesses at the trivia. First one being Pogo Sticks.
Next.
Hula Hoops.
Next.
And my last guess is Paneling.
No, that's great. Yeah, Paneling was big, I'm sorry to say. No.
Okay, that's all I got. Thanks.
Well, thanks for trying. I hope you call again soon. All right.
Will do.
So, yeah, Paneling was big. That was when I went into my cork period. Yeah, every place I moved, which was almost every year, for God's sakes, I had to cork a wall. Yeah, corked a good portion of America. I'm not sure why. I was on that kick for over a decade. I look back on it and say, what was I thinking? I'm sure landlords are saying that coast to coast. Bob in Willowbrook, welcome to WGN Radio.
Good morning, Raleigh.
Hi, Bob.
I called on the straggler, but first I'd like to take a shot in the dark on the most recent bumper, Snumper, the Penguins.
Yes, absolutely right, on Mercury.
Wow.
Yeah, we have
the
a winner.
First time in 2.5 years I've gotten a bumper
Snumper. Wow, how about that? Well, you'll be getting your certificate.
I wait with bated breath. Yeah.
All
okay.
right. Well, you're a winner. Hang on. Don't go away. All
okay,
right.
Hey, hold it.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got some guesses on the straggler.
You do you?
I do.
Okay.
Squirt guns.
Next.
Radar detectors.
Next.
CB radios.
Next.
Frisbees.
Next.
Mopeds.
Next.
Pool halls.
And big finish.
That's it.
Okay, thanks for trying. Appreciate it.
All right,
so 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And Mark in Aurora wants to do charts. So hello, Mark. How are you tonight?
Just fine.
Well, good. So we're going to 1974, are we?
Yes.
This week in 1974?
Yes.
Okay. I think I was corking a wall. All right. I think I really was. Much to the chagrin of Wessex Towers. All right. So now, let's see. This would be this week. So that would be like April 21st or 24th or whatever it is. Let's see how it breaks down on the calendar. And we will find out as I flip through the pages. And all right. That's May 25th. No. March 30th, in between the two, would be, here we go. I guess this is the closest, April 27th. You ready?
Okay.
All right, number one, T-S-O-P.
The Sound of Philadelphia, M-F-S-B, Mother, Father, Sister, Brother.
Glad you didn't say what I thought you were going to say. Yes.
No.
Right, yes, that was the cleanup.
No, then you would have had to use the dump.
Well, somebody else would have had to, because I don't control that. But yes, Dan would have had to pay attention. Uh-oh. We don't want that. We want him to be able to just relax and enjoy whatever he's doing, which hopefully isn't listening to this too hard. But anyhow, so that's number one. Yes, you're right. It is M-F-S-B. Number two, Benny and the Jets.
Oh, Elton John.
Number three, best thing that ever happened to me.
Oh, Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Number four, The Locomotion.
Oh, Grand Funk Railroad.
Number five, Oh My My.
Ringo Starr.
Number six, Hooked on a Feeling.
Oh,
Ooga Shaga. Ooga
Swedish,
Shaga. Yeah, I'm afraid it is.
That Swedish group.
Yes. Ooga Shaga.
And they did Never My Love, and I don't know why their name is slipping my mind at the moment.
Well.
Oh, Blue Swede.
Thank you. Number seven, Come and Get Your Love.
Oh, Redbone.
Yes. Number eight, Dancing Machine.
The Jackson 5.
Number nine, I'll Have to Say I Love You in a Song.
Jim Croce.
And number 10, Looking for a Love. I'm looking for a love.
Oh,
looking
Grand
everywhere.
Funk Railroad.
No.
Oh.
Come on, you can. I'm looking.
Oh, Jay Giles Band.
No. You're going from bad to worse here.
Looking for love.
Yeah. I'm not going to sing it. Let me just find it. It would be bad if I did. It would. Then it would have no recognition whatsoever. But let's see. Yeah, looking over here, looking here and there. Okay. Oh, gosh. Yeah, all right. Well, he'll sing it better than I could. God, well, anybody would. That's another person's version. Ooh.
So it's not Jay Giles and it's not Grand Funk.
No. The Valentinos did have it. All right, and they would be related to this answer. So,
okay,
male vocalist. So, I'm trying to think. Male vocalist.
I'm looking for love.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Looking everywhere.
Yeah. That's it. And it's not on this computer either. Oh wait, yes, it is. I lied. I think I lied. Let's see. Here he is. Okay, I found him. All right.
I'm looking for a love.
Oh, this is a different bird.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to find. I've got to find someone.
Pay attention to his voice.
I wonder I missed this one.
I'm looking for a love. Every day I'm looking for a love.
Yeah.
And I'm looking here and there. And I'm searching everywhere. And
I was right about one of the other two.
Yeah, but I mean, you just concentrate on this guy's voice and figure he sung something else you know.
I'm looking for
They're
from they're from Cleveland.
Oh, it's not so thick.
No. All right, so what I'm going to do here, by the way, it's not going to matter because you've done well enough, but I'm going to play something else he's done that you're going to recognize instantly, I think. All right?
No doubt.
Yeah, I think. And then you'll hear why I said just listen to his voice.
Yeah.
Everybody claims that they want the best things out of life. But not everyone wanna go through the toils and strife.
Well, I'm still not getting.
Like this particular fella walks around all day long singing, shine on. Harry Hippie lies asleep in the shade.
All right, well, you don't know Bobby Womack, I don't know what to do for you.
Oh, of course.
Yes, yes. I could have played Baby, I Can't Stand It. That's probably my favorite that he's done under his own name. But anyway, so all right, you failed on that. So what a shock. Yeah. Oh, so here we have the Wimpy White Mark from Aurora. All right. Now, you're a winner. You knew enough of them. Grand Funk. What are you thinking?
Well, but I got Gladys Knight.
Well, yes. And is there a bigger pop record than that? Yeah. All right. So you are a winner, as usual.
Alrighty.
We will add to your stash.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. So,
thanks, Brawley.
Thanks.
Good night.
You too.
I mean, good morning.
One of those things, indeed. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888-ROLLYE. Lizzie is a first-time caller in Lake Bluff. Hello, Lizzie. Thanks for calling WGN.
Ah, hello.
What do you think?
Okay, I have two guesses.
Good.
The first one is baseball cards.
No, what's the second one?
Green couches.
Oh, my God. No, not green couches. Thank God. I hope they're not coming back.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah, but I'm glad you called, and I hope you will again.
Oh, I will. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Looking forward to hearing from you soon. Okay, bye, Lizzie. So now,
bye. Let's
see. What are we going to do here? Another first-time caller. I love that. Now, that would be Chris, who's a first-time caller in Chicago. Chris, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. Thank you. A first-time caller.
Yay.
And I have a guess, and that is a perm or an afro.
Oh, my God, no.
Or a mustache.
No.
Dang. Okay. Thank you.
I'm glad you called in. I hope you will again.
I will. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks. All right. So, 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. Now I want to hear Baby, I Can't Stand It. I'm going to have to listen to that during the break. So, it's like that. All right. So, speaking of the break, I think we need to do something before it, like right about now. So then we will talk to John in Covington, 60s TV trivia, and he's got some answers, I do believe. We've got Karen with some guesses. We have Howard in Glendale Heights. Don't hang up, Howard. I think Howard could be onto something. We'll find out. And Gary in Austin wants April of 67 charts. All that and more coming up in the final 40 minutes of Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
Man, that music, baby, dig that beat. Like a glass of wine, it's so cool and sweet. Gets my pulse a pulsing and then my feet always start to do the mumbo shabbits. Man, oh man, that rhythm, listen to that drive. Like a swarm of bees, baby, it's alive. When the joint don't move, you gotta hop and hop. When you start to do the mumbo shabbits, just flip your psycho-illy hat and fire, you will call. Flame that thing like a maniac. Baby, let's have us a ball. Man, oh man, that mumbo, baby, is the most. It's the reason Rumba's giving up the ghost. So break out the wine and let's drink a toast to the best there be, the mumbo shabbits.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. I can't imagine what they were thinking about. But it's a bird group, indeed, and in some ways responsible for what some people would consider the first true rock and roll record. So we're going to have Steve Probst on some night talk about that, because he wrote that book, of course, which is now reprinted. He's written some else, too, which I got a copy of, and I will definitely try to book that. Yeah, days, I tell you, what I really need is the Time store, because I need to go in and buy a couple more hours, because time just gets away from me. This was one of those classic days, too. Like, look, what do you mean trivia starts in 10 minutes? I don't remember the theme. And yeah, that's how our bird groups came together at the last second, I'll tell you what. All right, so our question, which we will reveal this half hour if you don't get it, though I have a feeling we're going to have a winner. This became very popular in the 1960s, then faded into almost obscurity, but is now making a comeback. What is it? Karen in Chicago wants some guesses, so what do you think, Karen?
Okay, I've got three of them. I said pocket radio.
Nope.
Skateboards.
Nope.
Scooter.
Nope.
Oh, boy. Can I ask you, what was the name of that first Bobby Womack song you played for Mark to identify?
The one that was not looking for Looking for a Love. I'm looking for a love. Oh. The Valentino.
Yeah,
the Valentinos
did it
also. I
wanted to know so I can ask Alexa to play the whole thing for me.
Oh, yeah,
me.
Absolutely. And play the Valentino. Play the Valentino's version, too, and then decide which one you like better.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Have a great night.
You too.
Thank you.
Yeah, all right, so 888-876-5593. And before we get to Gary and his charts, John in Covington has some guesses. What do you think, John?
Hey, Raleigh. Good morning.
Yeah.
I am going to say an aquarium.
Not an aquarium.
Okay. Let's do 1960s TV trivia, please.
Okay, and I had a question right here, and now it's gone the way of all flesh. Let me see if I can't find it again here. I'm not sure what I did that made it disappear, but it's gone now. But I'll find it. I know I will. So find everything else. Why not this? All right. I'm going to have to actually hunt for it, but I can hunt for it. Let's see. All right. Here we go. So we're going to talk 1967 because that's the year that the television show debuted. It did very well, but not in its first year. And it was a Desilu show, too. All right. And the original title was going to be Intertect, but they changed it. And the theme was going to be computer-based, which the first year there was a lot of that, but they decided that's too high-tech. They changed that, too, and wound up with a hit on their hands. What was the show? So it ran from 67 to 75, and that first season, 67 and 68, like I say, it was planned to be called Intertect, but they changed that at the last minute. But the story, though, revolved around someone ignoring computer solutions and all that kind of stuff and doing it his own way. Well, it didn't do too well, and they finally decided, in fact, it was Lucille Ball, along with the producer of the show, said, we've got to make some changes. And so they got rid of the computers and all that kind of stuff and made it more mass appeal. But Intertect. And the character, by the way, in the first episode of season two, explains why he quit Intertect.
Ooh. Is it Mannix?
Yes, it is. It absolutely is Mannix. You're 100% right.
Thank you.
Yeah, all right. We have a winner. Hang on. Don't go away. All right, so it's absolutely right. It's Mannix. And yeah, the deal of that was that Mannix was always a detective, but originally he was working for Intertect, and this was a company that, you know, had all the solutions based on computers, and he just basically ignored them and won anyway, and that was the theme, but it didn't do that very well. So then they said, let's make it more of a standard detective drama. And so it was that... Mannix and his loyal secretary, who was Gail Fisher, the actress, and Peggy Fair, the character. She was actually one of the first black actresses to have a regular series role. Were working at it, and 8 seasons total. So it did well. Single camera setup, done at Desilu initially, and then it moved over to Paramount for the other years. So 888-876-5593. Before we get to charts, Howard in Glendale Heights, what do you think?
How are you tonight?
All right. How about yourself, Howard?
I'm pretty good. John sounded like he's getting back to normal, so that's good.
Yeah, as far as it'll be a full year probably before physically he will be, but certainly as far as I'm concerned, he's doing just great. So we just pray there won't be a recurrence.
Good.
Yes.
That's great news. Anyway, backstory to my guest, we were just talking about this Sunday.
Yeah.
And I used to go every Sunday to Hinsdale and go slot car racing.
Yes.
Before I got my license in 68.
You're 100% right. That's what it was. I used to go all the time, too. And there were over 2,700 slot car tracks in America. And it was usually hobby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes it was a bowling alley. Very often it was just a hobby store or whatever. But 2,700 that were devoted to slot car tracks. And I loved them.
Yeah, I grew up in Elmhurst, and there was a big one in the other in the south side of town.
Yeah.
And we used to go to Hinsdale Raceways. It was in the basement. Right by their train station in Hinsdale.
Oh, and they were just wonderful. Well, recently in Germany, they had multiple teams of slot car racers setting the world record for the longest route ever covered. They raced for 60 hours and covered 2,463 miles of track.
Wow.
And today, they're still making them for home use, of course. Carrera Revel is the producer of the home sets for the most part.
Yeah, and Tyco and AFX.
Oh, yeah.
The Lecho ones.
But, yeah, yeah. And, of course, you had to paint them, and I had every tensor color imaginable, of course.
Yes. And then we figured out we could paint the inside of the body.
Well, that's right. You had to do that. Absolutely. Never do the outside. It has to be the inside so that plastic will make it shiny. Of course, you never paint the outside. Absolutely.
Right, exactly.
But you do put...
There's a track in Des Plaines that's still open, and I think there's one in Westmont, too.
Yeah, no, I mean, I loved it. And so, apparently, at least in Germany, it's coming back, and I hope they will open more of them. I mean, the home sets are nice, but they're obviously very limited.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, all right. Well, you are a winner. So hang on a minute. Don't go away, Howard. All right, but don't stand by the mailbox.
Night.
It takes us forever. Hang on.
Oh, I know. I'll look around Christmas time.
Yeah, exactly. Hold on. All right, yeah, that'll be nice, a Christmas present. We had vowed we were going to do it earlier this year, but then, of course, life intervened. But eventually you get something. And by the way, this question, rarely do I even look at the email I get from PR trolls, because there's always somebody who's touting this guest or this idea that they want to book on talk radio, and usually it's not applicable to what we do by a long shot. But it so happened that there was a guy, Felix Resnick, who works for Jill Schmidt PR in Northfield, who sent the idea. Now, I don't think he knew he was sending it to me. He was actually sending it to one of the radio stations I own, and which is fine. But I got it, and I thought, that's a great question. And so, thanks, Felix. Good question. So, yeah, slot cars, and I loved them. And, yes, of course you only paint the inside, because that's the way you got that smooth-looking, outside where it looks like it was just, waxed and polished. And you can put the decals on the outside, of course. But, yeah, I just love slot cars. And, about 1964, went with alarming regularity. Yeah, and a lot of the people were a little younger than me, but I didn't care, and mostly males, and I didn't care about that either, but I was pretty successful in my day, if I say so myself. And anyway, we'll get to Gary and Austin in moments, and we'll get to another question. All right, more and fewer, those are always good. Nevada has more of them than any other state. Alabama has fewer of them than any other state. More and fewer of what? 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. James, and yeah, that's our final bumper stumper, and man, that sounds like they went into a voiceograph. And actually, it's a group that had a hit in certainly in New York, but nationally as well. But in this particular one, they put it out on their own label. And if you don't remember voiceographs, they were looked like phone booths kind of, but they were these do-it-yourself recording studios. And you'd walk inside, you'd close the door, and it'd be about a quarter or 35 cents, and you'd make your own record. And the machine cranked out a lacquer-coated disc you could talk for a minute. And, you know, I had a bunch of these, and it didn't occur to me, of course, that they'd all completely just be annihilated over time. And the last time I had played some was probably as recent as 1970, and I should have put them on tape because they were just classic. But, yeah, people would, you know, send letters to other people, but occasionally people would sing. But it's really big during the war, World War II, where soldiers and their families would, you know, swap plates. And it was just a piece of metal that was coated. It was lacquer coated. And it would hold a minute. And it was, instead of a letter, you'd send out this. And so the voiceograph you know, I remember some of the ads where, hear yourself the way others hear you. Or, you know, right? It was available to you for just a quarter or so. So there you have that. And it sounded to me, when I listened to that record, I said, I swear to God, they did it in a voiceograph. They must have. So now you know what a voiceograph is. Okay, so we've got Gary in Austin. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Well, my family had one of those records that I guess my grandfather and young cousins did in the early 50s.
Uh-huh.
It had, I think, five holes. It seemed like it had more than one hole in the middle of it. But I had it up until the 70s. It looked like an old 78 recording.
Right.
Now, that may not be the same thing.
Probably is, and they were 78, so probably is. And the five holes weren't for playing. I think that's the way that it was in the machine.
Yeah.
You know, the way that the thing... But yes, and that's what I mean. You had them in 1970, you could still play them. It didn't occur to me that they turned to dust before 1975.
Yeah. And I don't know... You know, where it came from. I just remember seeing it, and we had it, and all that.
But, yeah, absolutely. But, yeah, that record, and nobody's going to guess, it was the Blue Jays, the group that did Lover's Island. And I thought Write Me a Letter was a great record, but the quality on that really did sound like they walked into a voiceograph. They must have.
So. Well, it was great to hear that Bobby Womack, I got to say.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. All right.
And
so
I
we're...
just wish... Yeah, this... Do the charts. Anyway.
Yeah, right. So we're going to do April of 1967, April 22nd,
right.
1967. All right. Here we go. Number one, Something Stupid.
Oh, Frank and Nancy Sinatra.
I'm afraid so. Number two, It Gets Worse. Happy Together.
Turtles.
Number three, A Little Bit Me, A Little Bit You.
Monkeys.
Mm-hmm. Number four, I Think We're Alone Now.
Tommy James and the Shondells.
Number five, Western Union.
Five Americans.
Number six, This Is My Song.
Petula Clark.
Number seven, Sweet Soul Music.
Arthur Conley.
Yeah. Number eight, Bernadette.
Four Tops.
Number nine, I Never Loved a Man the Way That I Love You.
Aretha Franklin.
And number ten, Jimmy Mac.
Martha and the Vandellas.
See, and of course, this point in time, you'd think it was a menu item at McDonald's. All right, so you... I have a Jimmy Mac and an order of fries. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, so... With
and a big Coke.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, yeah. But they're all a dollar. Take the big one. Yeah. So, now, with that in mind, let's see how far you get. You ready?
Okay.
The Happening.
Oh, Sprint.
Yes, Dedicated to the One I Love. And of course, this is
Mamas and Papas.
Yes. I'm a Man.
Spencer Davis Group.
Yes. With This Ring.
Oh.
I Promise I'll Always Love You. Always Love You.
Oh.
Oh, come on. You can't fail me on this.
I know.
It was on MusiCorps. And, of course, that was their MusiCorps period. I thought that was their best period other than when they were on Federal. I didn't much like the Mercury stuff.
Not the Isleys.
No. Think about somebody who was around from the days of Federal doo-wop and then Mercury kind of pop standards and then MusiCorps beach music. And then later a big hit in Great Britain. Long running group.
Oh.
You are going to be so mad at yourself.
I may have to do something dangerous to myself.
Well, it's like that. It really is, because you are just going to the Platters.
Yeah,
the group that did I Love You a Thousand Times on MusiCorps.
Yeah,
boy, I tell you what, that's a shocker. I never would have expected that, but it happens. It absolutely happens. I know. I've been victimized that way myself.
I'm going to tie myself to the ceiling fan.
Okay. Yeah, righty then. Yes.
Something, I don't know.
I don't know. When I take John to therapy, some of those devices look like they're tying them to the ceiling fan. I'll tell you what. Yeah. First time I walked in there with the getup, I said, my God, this is a dominatrix's dream. And they just kind of looked at me. And then, okay, I guess I won't make any more comments to these people.
Yeah, I can't make any.
Yeah, but it did. That's all I could think about. There are people who pay big money for this. But,
yeah.
Well, you, of course, are a winner because you did flawlessly on the top 10.
Well, I'm still kicking myself about the platter.
Oh, I know. But many, many, many years ago, this is so horrible to admit, but it's true. I missed in a trivia contest puppy love. All I could, all I could think of was the Barbara Lewis record. And, it just didn't occur to me, and they called it puppy love just because she was a dog. All right, I didn't think of that one, but I should have. Yeah, so I admit it. So it happens, believe me.
Yeah, it does, and it's happened before, and it most likely will happen again.
Exactly.
But, I can take it.
But I'm so glad you called, and we'll talk to you soon.
Great, thanks.
Okay, thanks. All right, so I think in the waning moments, we will let James have one guess here, and then we go bye-bye for the night. So, James, have your starter guess and continue next week.
Okay, I was going to say casinos.
Nice, but not right. Think about it. We'll do it a week from now.
All right,
good deal. So we thank everybody who called. Yeah, I'm indebted to you. We thank Dan for keeping us on the air. Couldn't do it without him. We thank John for screening your calls. But like I say, if it's up to me, I thank you profusely for everything, for calling. It makes the show a pleasure to do. It's now 3 hours every night, so no sports interruptions for the time being. So we'll reconvene 21 hours from now. Until then, that's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.